On August 11, 1973, DJ Kool Herc and his sister Cindy do a back-to-school jam in the Bronx. Herc wanted to get people to dance longer, but was having trouble keeping the momentum going with the funk and soul records he was playing, until he focused just on isolating and repeating the most danceable parts, or the breaks. This technique became the foundation for the genre of hip-hop. But the culture, in all its aspects, stretches back to time immemorial. From the powerful sound systems of the Jamaican scene that Herc knew from his youth, to the West African oral tradition of the griot. That 1973 back-to-school jam at 1520 Sedgwick represents a point in a continuum of brilliance that extends back to the continent, a mastery of expressive technologies, audio, linguistic, artistic, that has since touched every corner of our world and evolved into one of the most significant cultural forces today. Hip-hop has given marginalized people the microphone, changed how music is made, and become a multi-billion dollar industry. 2023 marks 50 years since Kool Herc's Back to School Jam. To celebrate this milestone, we're going to be focusing on a different year of hip-hop history each week. Expect personal reflections, iconic tracks and albums, and conversations around the genesis of the culture. Episodes drop weekly starting February 1st. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Larry Mizell Jr., and this is 50 Years of Hip-Hop. From listener-powered, KEXP.